So welcome back to a brand new podcast episode of Family Seasons by Coach Tia. And, you know, this is the last episode of season 7. I can't believe I'm saying that, but that's so exciting. This just started out as just actually a thought that I'd had back in 2019 to record or to just do something, to talk to people, to create a platform or to just do something. And so here we are, you know, 7 seasons later, you know, still recording, and God has just given us, you know, just such an opportunity to be able to share. I'm excited about season 8 because we're just, you know, going to get right back into family topics. But for season 7, I really wanted to just kind of dedicate season 7 to talking about parenting strengths and just to really focus on parents because, you know, as a parent myself, we all know that parenting is definitely, you know, the absolute hardest job in the world. And, you know, I know there are a lot of things in the world that, you know, requires our attention. But when we talk about parenting and the responsibilities of being an intentional parent, that says so much and it means so much and it requires, you know, everything you've got at times. And so definitely a commitment to be an intentional and involved parent because, you know, after all, our children need us. They really need us to show up in the world so that they will have an example of how to do that, how to show up in the world. I want to thank you all so much for listening and being so dedicated and committed to, you know, just using this platform as a tool of my family coaching practice, which is Family Vision 2020. I do believe that God has created families to win. And I know without a doubt that with the game plan, including the Word of God, that, you know, your families can do just that. Your families can learn how to, you know, how to work together, how to create synergy, how to be more effective in their communication skills. And so there are so many great things that can happen when families make a decision that they're going to win, that they're going to win together at that. And so I'm just grateful to continue to share this platform with all of you all, our listeners, just all across the globe. God has indeed blessed us to be able to just be on so many different platforms and so many different, you know, people and hearts of ears that are listening right now. And, you know, I'll just tell you, you know, we're always praying for you all. I know, you know, as a founder of this podcast, I'm always praying for you all. Even when, you know, I'm not recording and when life is just taking, you know, a full course, I'm still praying for our listeners. I'm praying that, you know, whenever you hear the podcast, that you will be blessed, you know, in the season for which you are in. So as I said, I wanted to just end. This is actually probably the shortest season that I've ever had. But nevertheless, just because it's short, it's not about It's not about the quantity, but hopefully it's the quality. And so hopefully, you know, it's just been an inspiration, you know, on this parenting journey that we all share. So thank you so much. But in this particular podcast episode and the final one of season 7, I want to focus on, I guess I want to ask a question. When you talk about parenting strengths, when we talk about a parenting strength, and I am a strengths-based coach, and so what that means is that I focus more on your strengths. I focus more on the strengths of individuals than I do on the weaknesses. Because if we spend more time focusing on our weaknesses, then we're just kind of going around in a circle. We never get anything accomplished. We feel, you know, less productive. We feel even like failures at times because we're trying to operate in an area where we're not strong at. And so when we can focus more on our strengths, and that starts with knowing what our strengths are. I have an awesome assessment tool that, you know, you can reach out at familyvision2020.com. And so there is some information there where you can actually get the assessment, and you can take that assessment and find out exactly what your parenting strengths are. And it's the same thing for your children. Your children can find out what their strengths are. And so, you know, together you all find out your strengths and you learn how to make them work, you know, as a family. So nevertheless, so the question that I'm asking in this particular series, in this particular podcast is, are you leading by example? Because I think that that's one of the strongest strengths that any parent can have is to be attentive and to be intentional and to be involved and to know that, you know, there are, that your children are always watching. Our children are always watching us. and they're always learning, whether they're learning directly or indirectly, they are always learning. I learned that, you know, in just, not just in life, but, you know, when I started out in my, you know, many, many years ago in my early childhood education studies, I learned that children are always learning, and we see that. You know, they're going to imitate what they see. And so, you know, the question that I put before you and myself is that, am I leading by example? Are you leading by example as a parent? And so, number one that I have a few tips that I wanted to share. But number one is exactly the question that is actually just what I said, how children are looking for someone to mimic. It's a natural instinct. They are natural learners. They are inquisitive. They are very intuitive. They are interested in the things that are around them. And so they are looking for someone to mimic. They're looking for someone to be alike. They came into this world as a blank slate. And so that means that, you know, what they are, and there, of course, there are instinctual traits that we all have. When we look at the entire picture, that children, you know, they come into this world as a blank slate. They don't know how to be this or how to be that or how to operate as this or operate as that. And so when they have an example before them, it makes the job a lot easier. It makes that responsibility a lot easier. And so when I just think about the children are looking for someone to mimic, and they are. And they're not going to ask you, or they're not necessarily telling you, as I said, directly. But you can just look at how, after they've watched maybe, you know, a favorite cartoon or maybe a favorite commercial where the person was dancing or something. Well, immediately, and I don't care how tiny they are, but immediately they're moving their little bodies just like, you know, they saw on the commercial or that they just observed. And, you know, even if it's a teacher or anything, but they always are going to mimic what they see. And so they're looking for that. That's natural. So when we think about that, are we leading by example? Are we being what our children need to see right now? So, you know, that's one of the first things that I just wanted to, you know, just to bring that up. And as I said, as a parent myself, as a parent to two daughters. So, of course, you know, my daughters, they're watching. And so, do they know how to be a woman? Not naturally, but they have learned, and they're still learning. You know, they're teenagers and a preteen, they're still learning. And so it's so important that I lead by example. And not just in, you know, as in, you know, certain behaviors, but just even mannerisms and just in all those aspects, they are watching. And I look at it, my youngest daughter immediately picks up on whatever the oldest daughter does. So it might be, you know, a year from now or whatever the case is. But if there was something that my oldest daughter liked, eventually I noticed that my youngest daughter is going to pick up on that same style. Like, my oldest daughter was really into like the cow print. Well, it took a while for my youngest daughter to pick up on it. But sure enough, what does she like? She ordered something just the other day. You know, she wanted something just the other day. I think a photo book or something. And what pattern? She wanted the cow print. And so we see that. We see that she mimics a lot of the things that she see, that she observes in her sister. And so that's the same way it is in with our children, as they're looking up to us. They're going to mimic. They're going to be what they see. And so are we leading by example? When controversy arises, how we deal with controversy is very much the same way they're going to deal with it. How we deal with, you know, things that are going so well in our lives, and when we're praising and we're so excited, how we deal with those things is exactly how they tend to deal with it. I noticed, and going back to just, you know, think about my own personal example, I remember my mom would be in church and she would just be, you know, she would be praising the Lord and she would be crying and, you know, she would be, you know, shouting and all those things. And so, and I used to look at her and I thought, you know, I never wanted to do that because I thought she was kind of loud and, you know, we were a little embarrassed and such. But guess what? That's exactly what I do now. You know, I do that not just because I saw her, but because I did see her. And so, and she didn't teach me how to do it directly, but indirectly I learned. And so it's just something is there. This is just a natural instinct. So children are definitely looking for someone to mimic. And so Are you being the person that you want your child to be? You're the first example. I am my daughter's first example of what a woman is. When my mother was alive, and she just passed just a few months ago, so she was in their lives for, you know, almost 15 years and 12 years. So they had a great example, you know, beautiful prayer life. She loved God. She loved people. Even though, I mean, although she was sick for the majority of my youngest daughter's life, she still learned that she saw Granny, you know, treating people right and loving people, even despite how she was feeling. So, you know, and then she, you know, and that it's not just all the positives, but even the negatives too. So, you know, when I get angry, I have to, you know, sometimes remind myself, wait a minute, hold on, because how they see me respond is probably the way that they're going to respond to anger also. So I have to be mindful to kind of, okay, let me pull back. Let me, you know, because they're watching. They are always watching. And so I'm their first example. I am their first example. And this was actually going to be my fourth point, but I'm going to bring it up right now because as you're saying, you know, as I say, you're the first example, I am the first example. That means that I'm going to go right into number three. This was going to be number four, but I'll bring this to number three. That, you know, show your scars. Talk about your mistakes. Kids need to know that you are human. My daughters need to know that I'm human. I talk to them as much information as they can handle right now. I talk to them about mistakes that I made. I've talked to them about, you know, things that have happened in my life, things that I wish I would have been able to do a different way. I talk to them about that because I don't want them, number one, treating me as an idol, as if, you know, I'm this person that, you know, has never done any wrong. That's not me. I don't want them to even see me in that light. I want them to see that, you know, as humans, we're going to make mistakes, that we're going to, as much as we have the right intention, we're still going to make mistakes. That's a part of being human. And so I want them to see that, yes, and to know that, yes, I've done things that I not necessarily were proud of, but nevertheless, I'm human. You know, God has forgiven me. I've forgiven myself. And so we move forward. I want them to understand what grace and mercy looks like. And so I talk to them a lot about the power of God's grace and his mercy and how it's because of his grace and it's because of his mercy that I keep going, not because I deserve it, but because God is so gracious and so merciful. And so share your story with as much as they can receive, share that. As they get older, especially when they get into the teen years, because, you know, I'm grateful that my daughters and I still have, you know, really great skills. I mean, really great communication skills, because I work on it, and I kid you not, I work on it. God knows I prayed about it, you know, early on when they were really little. And so I just wanted to always keep the doors of communication open. So no, does that mean that they tell me everything? No. And I don't want to know everything. I realize that they have their own thoughts and ideas and they have friends and all of that. But I still wanted to create a communication system so that we would talk about things. You know, let me be the one to that you feel comfortable with to come and ask this question. Even if you go off and ask a friend, at least you know that you still have, you know, you can always come back to mom. You can always, you know, come to me and let's talk about it. And so when we talk about things, I as a teen, as their teenagers, we talk about things that, you know, mistakes that I made. We talk about it. And by us talking about those things, hopefully it will impact their lives in a way that they won't make the same mistake. They're going to make mistakes. That's human. They're going to do mishaps. That's all a part of the process. But I just hope that they won't make the same ones. And if they do, okay, hey, mom got out of it this way. Let me try it and let's do that thing. So nevertheless, it's so important. It's so, so very important that, you know, children know that, you know, they need to see the battle scars. They need to see, you know, hey, this is what I experienced. This is what I dealt with. And in life, you're going to deal with some things like this. And so I want to, you know, as we're growing up, we want to teach our children how to be resilient, how to be, you know, how to take a lick and, you know, come back up and keep fighting, how to be tenacious, how to be, you know, have that conquering spirit, because they're going to need it. In the world that they are living in right now, they are going to need that. They need to know how to fail. They need to know how to succeed. They need to know how to fight. They need to know how to rejoice. They need they need the whole spectrum. They need to know these things. And so, once again, am I leading by example? Let me be the one to share this. Let me be the one to talk to them about it. I'm mindful, you know, I'm trying to stay mindful as I, you know, continue my parenting, that, you know, I have to lead by example. And I would say that, you know, the final one is that, you know, the final tip that I would have is to, you know, be who you want them to be. So what does that mean? That means that if I expect a certain behavior out of my daughters, then let me live that behavior. So they'll know how to do it. They won't have to figure it out, or they won't have to guess. They won't have to wonder. They'll know how to do it. Let me be that example. Let me be who I want them to be. If I want them to show up as a woman that's graceful and, you know, someone that knows how to be, you know, to speak to people, to be cordial, to, you know, to just have a warm and inviting spirit. If I want them to show up in the world like that, then they need to see me doing that. I used to see my mom speak to every. My mom would talk to just about everybody. My mom very seldom met a stranger. And I know we're living in different times right now, but that means that if she walked into a room, and my dad also, but if my mom walked into a room, you know, she was going to find somebody to connect with. And once again, I would say, wow, she talks to everybody. Well, guess what I do now? I absolutely love talking to people. I love meeting people. And if I go into a room, trust and believe, I'm going to find at least one person that I can connect with. And so I want my daughters to walk in that power. You know, they're King's kid and they're King's girl. And so they are, you know, God has given them so much, you know, power and so much authority. You know, he created them in his own image. And so I want them to know that. I want them to have the healthy self-esteem. And so that means I have to work on mine. There are times when I dress up a little bit more because I realize they're watching. Or maybe, you know, I've gone through the week and I've been, you know, just kind of like mom clothes and haven't really just kind of dressed up or something. I have to remember, okay, let me kind of get myself out of that. And my daughter, my youngest daughter, will kind of remind me, because she'll say, hey, mom, look at this. Do you like this? Or do you like that? And maybe it'll be a pair of heels, or maybe it'll be some really kind of, you know, cute accessory or something. And that means to me, that's a signal for me. Okay, mom, you need to step it up a little bit, you know, let's go a little bit harder. Let's do something a little bit different. Because why? I want to be the example. I want to be leading by example. I want them to know that, you know, you don't even have to look like what you've been through. You don't have to, you know, I don't care what you have experienced in life. You don't have to look like you've experienced all those things in life. And so those are just some of the tips that I wanted to share today. You know, my thing is that I stay before God because I need him to show me what to do. I don't know how to do this thing unless he shows me. And I've had many years of education, and I've gotten all types of awards and degrees and all that stuff. But I tell you, my greatest power is in prayer. I stay before God praying and asking him to lead me. Show me what to do. Show me how to do this thing. And that's what I always, you know, I ask for my clients and I ask for those that I meet, you know, show me. Show me, God, show me. And so, you know, I just pray that this podcast will be a blessing to you. I pray that you'll share it with someone that maybe they need to know. Maybe they're going through a time where, you know, it's a little more challenging. Maybe they're raising, you know, a child and it's a little tumultuous. So maybe it's, you know, there are some things that are going on that they just can't quite figure out. Share this with them. And I just, you know, to just be an encouragement and an inspiration to know that God's, the key to getting into the presence of God is just accepting it and to realizing that, Lord, I need you. And I'm praying, I'm talking to you. I need you to show me how to be the example for my daughters. I've messed up. You know, Lord, I messed up. You know, I'm not perfect. You know the scars. You know there are things that I never would share because maybe I'm too ashamed. You know those things. And what you tell me is that you still, you know, you love me. And so let me still show up with my family. Let me still show up in the world so that I can be an example of your goodness and your mercy. I pray that this podcast is just that it's a tool that you can use to just keep going, to keep, you know, to just make up in your mind that you're going to keep living this life, that you're going to win, that your family is going to win. If at any time you realize that, hey, I would love to have a family life coach in my life. Maybe my family needs a life coach right now. Maybe we need someone that's going to pray with us and help give us some practical ideas or some tips that we can use right now. Please reach out to me at familyvision2020.com or coachtia.com. I'm humbled. I don't take this opportunity lightly. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to you all. And I just pray that, you know, even as we end in prayer, I pray that, you know, you all will find peace and comfort in knowing that, you know, parenting is a season. And I don't care how bad it is right now. It's not going to always be like this. Or even if it's awesome and amazing, it's not going to always be like that. There are seasons. There are seasons when I was asking God for a name and he gave me family seasons. Families go through seasons. Just as we go through the seasons of the four seasons, you know, in nature, that's the same as it is in life. We go through seasons. We got our highs and our lows. We have this and we have that. And we got, you know, all these things that are happening. It's all about seasons. And so maybe you're in a dark season right now. I want to pray for you. Maybe you're, as I say, maybe you're at the, you know, at the top. Maybe you, you know, everything is going well. I want to pray for you also, because it's seasonal. You know, seasons are going to change. And so, if you will, let's just pray. Dear God, we thank you tonight. Father, we thank you today. We thank you that, you know, for those that are listening, that whenever they hear this podcast, that it would resonate in their heart and their spirit, so that they will just, you know, have a yearning to know more about who you are, so that they can be the example that you want them to be for their children. Not this perfect example without blemishes, without, you know, any type of issues. No, but God, let them know that they have a right to come boldly before you, and that you'll cleanse them, you'll clean them up, and God, you will make them the example that they need to be for their children. Father, we thank you for our children, and we pray, God, that you would give peace in our homes today. We pray, Father, that you would just bless us in the way that you know we are standing in need of. You know, those that are listening, we all have different needs right now, but we thank you because you're faithful. Although we may not have all the needs listed, you know us by name. You know us by the hairs on our head. And so, God, we know that you understand and that you know exactly what we're dealing with. We thank you for making us, you know, so just conquerors. We thank you for making us, you know, just a strong knit families, and that we're building these families, you know, family by family, but we're building foundations, and you're giving us clarity on how to create visions for our family. We thank you right now, God. We thank you for what you're doing, and we pray that you will continue to bless this podcast to be a blessing in the lives of all of those who listen. Thank you, God, for seven seasons. There have been a lot of different changes in my life throughout these seasons, but I thank you because you've always remained faithful. Continue to bless us so that we can come back in season 8 and beyond, so that we can continue doing what you have called us to do. I'm grateful, and I do not take it for granted. I thank you for the listeners. I pray for their homes, and I pray that you would just continue to bless them as they need. For it is in your precious name we pray. Thank you, God, and amen. Hey, I'm Coach Tia. It's been a joy to just come to you and to share these tips. Just a question, are you leading by example? And if you're not, you still have time. Thank you so much. Reach out if you need so. And I'm looking forward to helping your family create a game plan, because you deserve to win. Thank you so much. Goodbye.